קבוצת בלטיה.
There's an update.
There is a report from the Baltics group. Where is Baltics? Baltia. Here they are. Oh, many. Good. Yes, please, go ahead. Baltia group. Can everyone see them? Give us only the Baltia, nothing else.
Atem roim.
You see them. All right. Yes.
Доброе утро, дорогое мировое кли.
Good morning, dear world кли. It's a privilege, a very big privilege for us to present the Baltia group. The truth is, a lot of work has been made in order for you to see this title, Baltia, on the screen. This wasn't always the case. It all started from three countries joining the morning lesson separately, but when we started doing workshops in practice, there was an issue. Sometimes we didn't have enough friends to do the workshop. And so in one of the mirror congresses that we all went to, all of us as a region, then the suggestion arose that it'll be good to join one Zoom in the lesson, friends from Lithuania and Estonia, etc. And there were many scrutinies around that. One was that maybe we should develop our local groups and strengthen in our countries and only afterwards connect regionally. But we decided to try nevertheless, and we did. And this was a true success, friends. All the friends came away with great impression from the connection between the countries on a new degree. Then in the World Kli began the work in the 10, and everyone was wondering what's going on, the random tens, constant tens, Gabai, Shat, etc. And we really wanted to experience what the true work in the tens means. And we somehow felt like we are left apart from this process because we were just missing the number of friends in each country to build tens. And so we made a vital decision to create mixed tens across the Baltia countries and to mix the friends up together regardless of what country they're living in. And so we created three mixed tens in Baltia that follow the study frameworks of the friends. And we quickly had more friends coming from Poland and Switzerland and Sweden, and the Baltia system proved to be able to include more and more friends from different countries. Today we're talking about creating the fourth 10 of Baltia that will be made up of new friends. And recently we started connecting with the Minsk group. We have the Ramchal duty together with them. And so the coupling seems close with Minsk. But what do we want to say with all of this? Baltia has practical experience in connecting small countries to a big kli. We have various spreadsheets and tables and frameworks and to that allow us to do it, and we're willing to share all of this with all of the European groups and other groups in the world. L'chaim, friends, and I'll pass the mic to Vilnius.
Yeah. We were very fortunate throughout those years. The Baltia group received a lot of support from the Russian-speaking Kli. All the platforms that were created in Russian, Mac Online, various courses, lecturers, helped us a lot create this force in connecting the group. And also a course on group development that made us even stronger. One of the points in the Baltics tense is to share experience with groups in Europe in order to do practical steps toward uniting Europe. Yesterday, as we were preparing for the report, we read a document about it, and we felt that as the Baltics group, we're not present enough in this preparation. We're so happy and satisfied with what we're doing, and we suddenly felt it. So now it is the time to be included in this preparation for the European Congress truthfully. Now we're asking the whole world, KLI, help us be included in this process called United Europe. We need your help. Without your help, we will stay strong and happy with ourselves, content with ourselves. So we're asking us, bombard us on all channels, come, call us, send us messages, text us, because we need your help, we need your support of the whole world, KLI, in order to come out of the Baltics and go into the United Europe and dissolve there and unite with all the friends. L'chaim.
I would answer it as follows. First of all, the whole European KLI, if there is such a KLI, they have to all unite together and get organized as a single KLI. Single desire, single organization, single management, that's one. Secondly, the Congress needs to be prepared. It needs to be prepared. We are not preparing it. Israel is now as a guest. A guest in the European Congress. We are ready to do everything we know, but following the instructions and orders from the European KLI. Only this way. We have gone through a few lessons together. Maybe they're good for the Congress, maybe not. Depends on what you decide, including Baltia making this decision. And then we will do a Congress. Otherwise, we'll come to the place and we'll just be sitting there with empty-handed. I'm not bringing to the Congress anything except for what the European Board, I'm not even sure how to call that, gives me as the Congress plan. And I truly hope that they'll start moving themselves and doing something. I understand it's difficult. We're willing to help. We have some experience. But still, there has to be a European group erected, unified, strong, and active, and working to the point, very practical. That's it. Any questions on this? Please, World KLI. On this?
No.
No.
Well, I can.
Maybe from here? So we're waiting for a demand. What the European KLI needs and demands from us, that is what we're willing to do. That will operate us, but we're not going to operate ourselves. Okay? How many lessons do we have so far? More or less. Things that are clear and distinct for that can be taken for the Congress.
4, maybe 5.
Even 5. Okay, so it's almost, what are they?
One is the summary of our work from the awakening of the point in the heart to the despair with our own strength.
That's the first lesson.
It's the first lesson. Lesson number 2 is to live in the chisaron for bestowal.
Right, with boy.
Right. Third lesson is what we talked about yesterday. The topic of you have made me. That only through the group, from the love of man to the love of the Creator. That the group is the KLI.
By the Kli, we design the Creator. You have made me. Yeah? That without the Kli, the Creator doesn't exist.
And we also talked about the benefits from going out to the general 10. The benefits in going out to the general 10. What do we get by going out from the personal 10 to the general 10? From the individual to the general.
Did we already collect sufficient materials?
There are materials, yes.
So let's say we have 4 lessons.
And also yesterday we talked about the prayer of many, mainly the prayer of many. That's also an important topic.
That too. Very well. But the question is whether they want to take this as lessons for the Congress. Maybe not. Maybe they have other topics in mind completely and they'll give us other things. All the more so.
Servicing what you asked before, of what you said before, about that the European CLI should be organized and become the organizer of the Congress. And I realized that there are like 2 things here. Is on the one hand, we are breaking a pattern, like which is already there as long as I am in the study, for sure 10 years or longer. And the other part is really important, is that it appears that the state we're in, the friends in Europe are in, that there is not so much force. So I think how can we separate those two? Because I fully agree. I think every friend agrees with what you're saying. But can we try, on the one hand, breaking the patterns in a conscious way, and on the other hand, not cutting everything, like, because we need to find ways to increase the importance.
We just heard the Baltia group, who are saying, we don't know, we don't understand, we're weak, we are unusual, and there's a few claims, and they're all right. Help us, push us. Give us material, tell us what to do, in short, to teach it. We are ready for that, because by that we were not building the European group, we're building the world clean. It is the mission that encompasses all people on the planet Earth who realize that the inclination to the Creator now needs to take the place of all the orders in the world. That's the last generation and the coming crisis that is unfolding. And so Europe for us is only a passageway into the world Kli, and that's what we need to do. Let's do this together. You guys are here, we know you, the people who are coming to the Congress. We know you well by now, for years, and you're right that so far I used to come with some file that we prepared before the Congress. I would open it up and hit it. But in doing that, we're not building anything besides an auditorium that is listening and participating. What we need to build is an active body with departments and understanding, common understanding and infrastructure and everything else. So tell us what to do, and we'll push it. But you have to, and not just you, all the world Kli, except for Israel. The whole world Kli, except for Israel, needs to help Europe erect itself. And afterwards, we'll touch on another continent, maybe America, North America, South America, Russia. I already have some increasing connections with Asia, Australia, Africa. I have a growing connection there. So we'll do that until it will actually become an international organization and not some one person living in one small country. Okay, so what do we do? How are we going to do this? What do you think? What steps we need to take?
Alex.
It's not really clear what you're asking.
There is a congress organization with many teams, and it's all written in Sviva Tova, and whoever wants to help, he can turn to the responsible of a team and help organizing the congress. Then there is a content team. It's also from people from here. And they work with you together.
All of this is like what it always has been. And I'm saying that it needs to be the other way around, that we need to tell Europe, you're organizing the Congress. The Congress is in 3 weeks, you're the organizers. Do you want us as an aiding force? Okay, we will aid, but you're the organizers. That's it. There are no teams like we always had. We want new teams, European teams.
This was my third point, yeah. And then this is... We want one European Kli, like 110. And this is the question, what we don't know how to do this. Does it mean to be more involved in the organization of the Congress? Does it mean to chew about the content?
Akol.
Everything. Okay, so, everything.
But what we need there are some help. What do you think? What could be some actions, some steps? Because like same like yesterday in the workshop, it's that we don't know even how to start. We need some advice or some idea. Then we can try and see if it works. But because really many things are going on. Many meetings, many connection meetings. But still, you say it's, you maybe you don't see a development of, to this one Kli.
No.
So really what?
No, I don't see. Perhaps it's much more than what I'm assuming there is.
First of all, as Alex said, a lot of activities are going on. Many. We've never had such a thing. I guess what you're feeling is something that's missing in terms of in the social aspect, like the strength, the atmosphere, a fire that will catch all of the European Kli and the friends will run. Something like that? Is this the direction?
Yes, that they will be the organizers and we, if need be, active as workers. But they need to organize everything and determine everything. Leaving these lessons that we're doing here and discussing together with the whole world Kli as something that is cooking up in parallel anyway. But they have to build the teams.
Now, say I'm a European friend or a friend in the world Kli and I want to give Europe strength. I want it to rise in excitement and importance of the goal So what? I go into Zooms and I mingle and what?
How is it usually done? New people come to an organized place. They need to build it in their place. They come to an organized place where they learn and see how to and connect there and get organized, and then they copy it to their place. So do it this way, please. Not a problem. Also, today there's the internet and so many ways of doing this non-stop.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand the example.
Let's say the Baltia group. They want to organize something in the Congress. So they have to get in contact with a specific department of ours that they want to take an example from, and they can copy the work that they're doing and do it together. And I'm not saying they have to do it on their own, do it together, but in a way that over time they learn and then they can continue functioning on their own.
Meaning to join things that exist already and study them?
I think so. Well, what, you want to reinvent the wheel?
And this is what is expected of the Europeans, not the world, Kli?
I think that this way we can set an example for the whole world, Kli, because we didn't have such examples. Not really. Maybe the Russians kind of did it, but they're already pre-organized.
Question, if in the table spreadsheet, because there are many teams, if at every task that there is for the Congress to succeed, there will be, all the friends in Europe will be registered, meaning at every slot.
What do you mean by listed or registered?
It means now the Germany group goes in its entirety into the logistics, all of it.
I don't know if that's right. Why should we continue to divide Europe to different countries? Germany is on logistics and another country on the sound or whatever.
Okay, so we mix it. That's the solution.
Yeah, it needs to be completely different. The approach is incorrect, is what I think. Maybe for now, it is convenient for you to do because of time, because of other things, but or maybe specifically that specification specialization will remain afterwards. You know, Germany will keep doing this, and France will do this, and Italy will do that. Sure, you can divide it that way, but it will be still a division, and well, maybe later that can be corrected as well. Usually you don't want to do this in advance because there has to be a mixture here. Otherwise, Europe will not be Europe, not unified Europe. But again, more like the European Union, and not more, where everyone has their own stand.
Yeah, in this direction. But already now the teams, it's not that like the Germans are responsible for one task, but one is in the technical team, one is in music team, another is in a content team, and so it is already now. So what do you suggest to see more participation?
Guys, I'm not suggesting anything. Alex, what do you want from me? I'm just presenting a problem. We need to reach a state of the world clean. We will begin to do it with European clean, where we need to take all of Europe, which represents the whole world, Babylon. We need to unify it. That's it. How do we do it? We organize a gathering, a congress, a connection. How do we unify them? By the congress. Baltia is saying, we don't know anything, push us. talk to Spain, look at what they're doing, I don't know, Czech Republic, Holland, there's 30-something countries. Where are they? We have to awaken them, connect them, bring them to the Congress, to a gathering. There has to be organization, people who are thinking of about this together. And in the meantime, I don't see that.
Cuán importante es que todos los amigos europeos en esta matinal, que cada desen de su país empuja a cada uno.
How important is it for all the friends from the European CLI to be at the morning listen? Because there is the point of connection between us, where we unite and create the CLI, the common CLI.
You're already answering the question that it's important that all the friends are in the daily lessons, because our lessons is not just some studying theory. We're learning how to connect and how to connect right now so as to reach the revelation of the Creator as fast as possible. And that's the goal of the wisdom of Kabbalah. Of course everyone has to be, those who want this goal. They can't wake up afterwards and say, I'm going to join as well. It depends on their development together with everyone.
Yes, it's very, confusing now, because we get on an email from the European management with directions of what we should do. And what should we do? Should the friends, gather and decide what, or should we follow what management is directing us in Europe? So it's very confusing. What should we do?
There is a European management? Then we don't have any problem. Then they're organizing the Congress. Yes or no? I'm asking you. I see you as the European management, because you usually come to us, and a few other friends from Italy perhaps, and a few others, I can't remember exactly. But besides you, maybe there's 10 more people, but not more. So what management? Management that is just sitting somewhere in Brussels? Where?
It feels like that we are, the management together, the friends all together. That feels very responsible. Is that correct, this approach?
Being responsible is good. The question is, what do you do with this responsibility? I see you guys as the management of the Congress, because you are the force. Not that someone who's sitting over there as the administrator. You are the force that can really push it forward. If you walk away, then who's the Congress for? All the rest are just joining. That's what I'm seeing. Now the question is, what do you do? I think this question also exists in you all the time, in your minds and hearts. So what do you do? Yes?
Getting back to the workshop we did yesterday, we felt, one, that this was all we need for preparation. Like we were there together as a mini Europe. And for sure, we need to do all the teams, arrange the more the corporeal things. But what I feel is important that we really start this process, and we call it preparation. But in fact, it's just the Congress. We start the Congress. So, because not breaking all the patterns at once, could you sponsor the idea that we make an estafette in Europe? their groups connect, preferably physically, but if it's not possible, through Zoom, and do these kinds of workshop. Perhaps you can give us questions, or with friends from Petah Tikva, we can make questions. And then, because, again, perhaps friends can add, but what we felt yesterday in the workshop, this is it, the landing on the moon, and there's nothing, and then building the atmosphere together.
Do you have a list of the active people in Europe? You have that list more or less, right? You know the people from each and every country. Gather them, of course not physically, but gather these people and start working together. You'll find a common language because you're always connected to us. You are the active ones. You feel it from within that it needs to be done. This is the force. All the rest will join you. All the rest will join. If you need help from us, go ahead. If you want our advice in something, go ahead. You'll get whatever you want. You see how much concern I have for that. And like me, everyone else has this concern. Everyone has this concern. This is a problem for all of us. This is the world's problem as well. If we can begin to unite above the differences, above the languages, above the distances, above all those corporeal differences, by that we will bring a new force into this world, a force of connection that will then ripple throughout the world. You will begin to sense how nations and countries are beginning to feel closer to each other. Literally. And all of it is thanks to our work. The force of unity will work in the world.
It's already felt how united Europe is starting to be born in these meetings, these sermons. And we have a special announcement from a group of Czechoslovakia. Since we're at the end of the lesson, we want to hear them important message.
Hub?
Hello everyone. A short announcement from the Czechoslovakia group, from the Arvut group. Today, after the morning lesson, there will be a meeting of the Arvut team. Come friends together. Let's help each other. Scrutinize what is the connection between us. We invite all the friends to participate in this meeting.
All right. This is good. I accept that. Excellent. What else are we doing?
Yeah, we wanted to say, we tell you with great excitement, and invite everyone. This evening is going to be a very special event. Campus students and friends from the Point in the Heart group from the north of Israel up to Petah Tikva will come here this evening.
When?
This evening. There's going to be 800 people here. We'll have a special lesson and then a festive meal with a band and everything.
Yeah, so we have the slide on the screen as well, and 5:30 p.m. Israel time, we'll have the lesson in the study hall. Then we'll have a meal in the sukkah right here. We'll have about 1,500 people here. It'll be a big celebration, and we're going to have the same schedule tomorrow as well. 3 to 6 morning lesson, 5:30 p.m. evening lesson until 7, and at 7 dinner at the sukkah. So anyone who wants to register, tell us in advance so we can prepare for the amounts of people. All the details are on Sviva Tova and sent on email.
Just want to say that before every great convention, before and after, because our friends who are traveling, the Radio Zohar will be live accompanying the friends from 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. We will be live.
Very good. So the radio is also accompanying us more.
Just got a message now that it was decided that friends from the Europeans who are here and friends connected to Europe will get together at 10:30 in the meetings room. Friends from the European Kli will be able to connect by Zoom. And we commit that in 2-3 days we'll wrap up the lessons. Okay. That's the purpose.
I recommend connecting from the broad European team to all of our B'nai Baruch teams who usually run the congresses. That includes everything: sound, video, translations, everything. Start studying how to put together and maintain these systems, and we'll begin to work together this way. And in general, that we'll have more and more teams in Europe for dissemination and for everything working together. That will help. Okay, on my part, the lesson is over for now. And
the evening lesson, you're invited to watch this evening, the evening lesson between 5:30 and 7 with Rav Leitman on Sviva Tova. We thank our viewers on TV. Have a good day. The Ushpizin, the guest's meal. Everyone's invited this evening at 7 for the Ushpizin meal at the Kabbalah Lam Center. The radio will be Radio Zohar will be accompanying us beginning 4 p.m. This concludes the lesson. Thank you. Have a good day and great night and a song. Hello.